Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens, as we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the deep fried friars area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Thanks, man.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what food not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run, do a stainless steel the entire time, going,
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur, blur, blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on Radio KOL.
Dear God, it's been like a week since I've DJed. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Hi guys, this is Ashalon, and this is State of the Kingdom. So if you're like hoping for like music and stuff, there'll be a little music, but this is mostly a talk show. And I would like for you very quickly to meet my new assistant. This is a teacher's assistant.
Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashalon. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashalon is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you Ashalon.
And it cuts off just a little bit, but anyway, that's my brand new little intro piece there. And yeah, I've still got to balance the sounds on it compared to the first one. I'm just going to splice those together. But yes, a talk show. Where how this works is you do just as she says. You send in questions about the game or things to entertain me on to teacher's assistant, which is player number 1005959, and I can send you all of, and I can answer all these questions that you send me. Also, teacher's assistant is in a clan called Ashalon's Classroom, and if you have a multi you want to throw in there just for fun and games, because you know you like me or something, please feel free to go ahead and throw the multi in there. It's kind of a not doing much clan right now, just because I've never actually, you know, tried to be majorly huge on the clans or anything. So, well, there's the O-Face. Hello, O-Face. that will probably get me in trouble at con, I think. but anyway, if you do have questions, you can send those to teacher's assistant, which is player number 1005959. I would suggest that it's just any questions. You know, they can be actually how to play the game, what to play the game, where to play the game, who to play the game with, things like that, and or just listen to me ramble for a while, which is good. But the problem is, if I have no questions to work on, this show is miserable because I can only ramble for so long, and then at some point it gets bad. It gets brutal, ugly. So, anyway, there you go. Also, for those of you who are doing the art thing, you have like less than a week to get your art in for the Double DJ contest. That would be between myself and Lilith, and that link is, you know, on the forums, and I might even be kind. In fact, I will. I will actually go ahead and throw that link into the chat one more time. So if you've like to do that, then you know you can do so. But anyway, I'm gonna play some music now. Give you guys some chance to send in some questions. Go tell people to come listen to the show. Get them on. Go into other channels and say hey. You can get questions answered by somebody who actually semi used to supposedly has a clue about this game on air, on the radio. And yeah, they can even hear your name said on the radio. Ooh. Anyway, this is Ashlon, State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL. Alrighty, let's start out with this here, sir. Somebody tells me he's about to apply to your clan. Of course, can't spell your. Okay. Okay. Tropical Montana. I'm not really going to kind of read everything that you've said there. But I will say kind of two summary points. Item giveaways are in really games and trade. It's about really mainly games. Games. If you have a question, I'll do a little private message to you so that doesn't get in the way. Because really, when you're doing mod stuff, you know, and you're asking about mod stuff, you don't go fussing about that. But let me do this real quick, and, guys, give me, like, 1 second, and I will, I'll get this done. Okay, back to the original question, chat. If you ever have a mod question, or like you're not sure why the mods do something, don't start fussing and stuff. Just go send a very nice, polite message to Aubrienne, and she will answer you. Keyword being staying polite. Anyway, okay, you don't seem to have any questions, but I'm working on this sorceress for this first time, or sorcerer. It's really hard because Wand of Nagamar is a muscle-based thing. I'm a disco bandit with little to no muscles or any way other than going beefing up to get through her. Well, yes. Yes, there is. You should have collected a varied assortment of combat items. You know, ninja stars, plot holes, things like that. And so you can use those items to help you. You also can get help from your familiars. They can either be an attacking familiar, like a saber-toothed lime, or they could be a, you know, stopping the opponent familiar, like the levitating potato. And that's, again, kind of to your own base. But since you tell me that you're a disco bandit, you have skills that will help you. You know, face stab. Use your skills. You don't have to hit them with that weapon. You just have to have the weapon with you, equipped, for it to do what it needs to do. Also, I would suggest a wolf mask and furry pants. Those things might help you. If you want to recruit people for teacher's assistance, please tell them. That's fine. Yes, and I'm going to go ahead and move Ashlyn over to, to teachers to the classroom so I can go ahead and get people in. Because that'll make it easier for me to do that. So yeah, I can get some people in here to process, because there we go. And I just had another one. Back to questions. Yeah, but definitely let me know, because otherwise I won't know. He who must not be named, how do you get the balloon trophy? You get a lot of balloons, and you should hopefully know how many, and then you had to let them all go away. That's kind of a trophy that when it really first came out, people were absolutely just whining about spoiling it. But, you know, and then people were doing it wrong. You know, it's going to cost you about $10 million to get that trophy. Because you got to buy all those red balloons. And then you got to, you know, use them all. At once. To get it, so. And people would still not understand my thing. He who must not be named asks, how do you speed ascend for a hardcore run? Well, you know, honestly, it's not terribly different than a softcore run, except you can't pull your stuff. Now, what I mean by that, well, the pants are new, Nick. That's true, you get a discount if you wear those new pants. Anyway, you know, really, the key thing about hardcore, okay, is this idea of maximizing your stat gains for every adventure you do. And you only get in areas that require you to gain an item, such as a key or a spider web, where you're not maximizing your stats. Okay? Now, some of your extreme fast hardcore runs, you stasis with a myriad of skills. Okay, so if you're really just starting out hardcore, just understand that you're not going to go extremely fast. Just because you don't have the skill set to do that. And that being said, the key really is, when you're not trying to achieve a goal or gain an item, you need to be power farming. And that means basically you need to be in certain areas. Like if you're below level 4, or no, below level 5, you need to be in Guano Junction when you can get there. Level 5, you need to be in the menagerie and the goblin area. Same thing, level 6 and level 7. Level 8, you know, and this is kind of, I've got to look at this now. I always used to tell everybody that you farm the IC peak, because stat gains were the best anywhere up until the castle. Now, with the changes of that, with a lot of these new monsters, I've not actually played with what's the average stat gains, and is it now more or less than the valley? And so that's kind of my new question. Now, it's not as much meat anymore, which goes into my next question. Again, if you have questions, send it to 100-5959. And then once you're level 10, you're in the castle. Just, there's no brain about that one. Leather asks, why now the peak's been nerfed? Well, it's not been nerfed, it's been changed. I understand it's a nerfing with respect to meat gains, but we'll continue on. What's the best place to meat farm? Now, you're not going to get anything as good as the peak unless you have on every meat gaining skill an item gaining skill known to man. But I was working on the golden meat stack when this change occurred, Grumble, and I had to go to the castle, because the castle was giving me about 80,000 for about 100 or so turns. Assuming that everything I got, except for like saving one, which I needed for you know, the tower, I sold all those things. So I would make like 40,000 meat, but then I make 35 to 45,000 meat and selling all these items. And Ricket says there's a non-combat adventure that gives a whole bunch of main substats. So I'm assuming that's talking about the castle. Or we're talking about the peak. Because like I said, when the peak changed, I was like, crap, I'm going to the castle, because that's a good place too. Because I'd play for a little bit of days on the peak. It's like, I'm not getting any meat, so I would go to the castle instead. Anyway. Oh, he's talking about the peak. Okay, so the peak's probably still probably good then. Insurgent asks, now armed with advanced cocktail crafting, should I drop teat and drink the drinks I get from the typical tavern, or wait one more day for stomach? Always wait for stomach. Drinks are more balanced, but food is easier to get than drinks. Okay, think about this. If you are doing hardcore, and I'm assuming you're thinking reagent foods, because you don't have all your high main stuff yet to make, you can eat 3 reagent foods, and with pasta dancer and soft crafting, all you gotta do is find 3 mushrooms or goat cheese, or sausage. That's a lot easier than trying to find 5 booze things. Because, you know, those are 4 each. So just on sheer numbers, it's less stuff to find. Less turns staying away from going and maximizing your stat boost. So I would still say T-drop. Still say T-drop. Count says, I finally got enough meat to get a volleyball combo familiar. I'm stuck between wanting a hobo or a CPM. Of course, I don't realize what a CPM is. And let me go down here and look. CPM, I'm going to go, duh. CPM. Simple Playing Monkey. Yeah, Simple Playing Monkey. I'm thinking hobo for the MP because I'm a teat. Well, Count, welcome to one of the big arguments if that deck continues to go on. The hobo versus pygmy bugbear shaman versus symbol playing monkey versus whatever else you want to play with. I was teat and I had a hobo and I didn't use it that much. But then again, I also wasn't trying to do stasis, so I wasn't as enthralled or focused on really having as much magic points as absolutely possible. That being said, with the teetotaler, I fully understand where that's coming from. Is that, hey, you know, look, I'm getting no use out of this drinks. I might as well use the hobo and let it drink my drinks and get the benefits of the hobo. You know, you can go into Hardcore Channel and throw that question out, and you could start a good 20-minute debate on it. You know, easily. So, I really kind of go play with your playstyle. I like the monkey because you get 2 stuff at once. You get plus meat, you get plus stats. And that meat becomes important. So I would really go with the monkey, but that's me. Y-Man asks, Dear Ash, I am interested in hiring an adventurer to make a custom avatar for me. Do you know the best way to find one, and what is a fair price? Usually you can put a note on the forum. I think there's a couple of sticky threads about custom avatars requesting and stuff. And pricing usually tends to be made by the artist. Some of them are willing to do it very cheaply. Some of them are willing to do them a bit more expensive. You know, unless you're looking for just tons of bells and whistles, you know, if it's a static picture, okay, I would honestly say no more than, you know, a couple hundred thousand. I saw it, Nick. I'll talk to you during the music break. Or you can at least start telling me the story while I'm talking here. Or really what you could do is have someone just kind of sketch out what you want, go ahead then submit it to Tajik, and then if you're following all the rules, which says we have to use all the in-game art, you can say, look, I want to do something like this, and you give it kind of this example picture, and poof, there you go. Raven Force 3 asks, why are people so up in arms about the nerf, the peak, and the addition of critical hits? I feel it makes healing skills more viable and forces people to pay attention instead of mindlessly clicking attack. Well, the reason they're upset is because now they're not getting as much meat as possible, therefore it's going to be slower for them to get enough meat to get a Mr. Accessory, to get whatever item out of Mr. Store they want. It may take more than a month, they may not get that item because it might be more expensive, etc., etc., etc. To which I respond, there are other ways to get meat besides just farming peak. Dark Eagle, who's my retired softcore multi, because I have nothing else to do with him, and I'm not taking him hardcore. I'm sorry, been there, done that. He farms, but he doesn't farm the peak, and on good days, when the mall is on an uptick, I can make a good chunk of meat right then and there. And lots of times, it's actually more than what I would get in the peak for that day. And you could talk to a lot of people in the mall that they have different ways of how they make meat in this game, and it's usually more than farming the peak, old style. So, they're all whining because that was the easiest way to make meat. It's not the only way to make meat, but it was the easiest and most obvious way. Let's see here. Genera Barnicky asked, dear Ashlyn, will you be my father figure? Quoting Charles Barkley, I am not a role model. But Luke, I am your father. Let's go back to the next questions. You know, I should probably talk about like all the stuff that's changed lately. Wow, if I could actually remember what all has changed lately, because I didn't. Don't think I did a State of the Kingdom last week. And yeah. Let's go look at the front page here, shall we? See all the new stuff. Let's see here. Norman the Super Tinker has learned some new stuff and made some new nifty items. Oh yeah, you can now auto attack with a skill or a spell. And I was just like, Zeno, I want your bait to have your babies. Yaha. September Mr. Store item came out since my last show, and that was the pants. The pants. Which are pretty pants. Pretty pants. The moshest pants ever. Various thiefly enchantments and the 5% discount at NPC stores when wore the Travoltian trousers. 15 moxie, 30% combat initiative, 10% range damage, and a 5% discount. Moxie used to determine maximum MP unless mysticality is higher. Softcore characters only. So yes, those lovely pants came out. Let's see here, let's continue on looking. Zero, all the monsters now get critical hits and fumbles in combat. People fussed about that a little bit. Then the ICP came out. People fussed a lot about that for a while. We have the queue change, which basically means it's now going to, instead of looking at 3 monsters in the past, it's looking in 5 monsters in the past. And I didn't dead air. I just maybe stopped talking for a second. Because, you know, I do that every so often. So lots of different things, lots of small things. I have no hammock yet, and Jake promised that he thought he'd have it up next week, and that was like 2 weeks ago, and I cry. And I still cry. And why didn't I bet that goat? Okay. Anyway, let's go back to the questions, shall we? Bannock 1 asks, what are the best food and booze item that gives the most adventures? Of course, you're going to make me look that up, because I'm assuming you want... Well, now, here's a question. Okay. You have to realize that items that give more adventures will take up more fullness. So, let's see here. Food. We'll go over to the wiki. And I believe that these things are, I think they got this thing set up where we can look at best foods by adventures. Yes. The Gruegg Omelette in the Spectral Pickles will give 6 adventures per fullness. So 24 adventures for fullness. Radio Button Candy and the Pate will give 5.5 adventures per fullness. The High Mains, Chow Mains, and some of the smaller Chow Mains, I'll give 5 on an average adventures per fullness. And then some of the Tofurky stuff, some Low Mains, I'll give 4.5 to 4. So really you're looking at pickles would be good adventures per fullness on average. And if we look over at booze, again, to give you guys specific numbers, because, you know, I'm all like that. The Penguin Mafia wines, which are quite expensive, are 8 adventures per drunkenness. The Single Barrel Whiskey is 5.5 adventures per drunkenness. The Advanced Mushroom wines are 4.83. Then your Tiny Plastic Sword, Superhuman Cocktail Crafting, and your earlier on mushroom wines, I'll give on average 4 adventures per drunkenness. Now, that's not including the Grimmsite Bock and the Ram's Face Lager, because it's not on this page yet. But if I remember right, those Ram's Face Lagers gave a doozy of a set of numbers. 1 drunkenness, and you could get 1 to 4 adventures, is what it says. And I guess whenever I was drinking it, I kept hitting it high. Because I was like, wow, that's pretty good. So, probably the Grimmsite Bock were probably pretty good, too. Marion, we all love you. Let's see here. Pudding Man asks, this is my first Hardcore Ascension. With this skill, Bennett skill, should I perm? That's an easy question. That would be Mad Looting Skills. Allows you to have a better item gain percentage. And, what help there? Tag says, where do you think the 8 new zones are going to be placed? Haha. Capitals make me whisper. I think the main map will be completely redesigned, and there'll be a floaty island somewhere off in the southwest below the beach. That being said, and or they could be in that underground river in the desert area that might come out. I honestly think that the main map might see a little bit of a redesign on this. Would be my guess, because, you know, the woods got redesigned when they added stuff. The mountains could use some good redesigning. The plains got... I believe the plains got redesigned as well. I could be wrong on that one. It's like, you know... Anyway. Looking down here, scrolling down for questions... I see none. If you have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant. It would be player number 100-5959. It's like a phone number. Don't know the area code. Just 100-5959. You do not need to touch pound on your shell or your cellular phone. Besides, the penguins aren't going to answer you anyway. I think I'm gonna play a couple songs, because I got nothing to ramble about right now. And, I'll play a good 3 songs. We'll do, Blink-182. We'll do some Robert Miles. And we'll do some Pink Floyd. Yeah, that's That's a great combo right there. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. 10 questions. Alrighty, I am back. This is Ashlon here in State of the Kingdom. And you can send questions to Teacher's Assistant, which is player number 1005959. And if you'd like to send a multi over to Ashlon's Classroom, which is where Teacher's Assistant and myself currently is, are math teacher, not grammar, math teacher. Do so. Go ahead and you know, put them in there. It's kind of starting up a little clan right now. People who like to hang out with me. You know, it's kind of like Weird Al's harem and tiki bar. You know. But so yeah, that's if you'd like to do, you please feel free to come on Jabai and stuff. Stellar Bowser asks, hey, what happened to your question? I have no idea what question you're talking about. honestly, there's no questions. Oh, that question up there. What is your opinion of the Travoltian trousers? Do you consider worth the Mr. A that they cost to get it? Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad. Not bad at all. Especially if you're buying expensive stuff. Ooh, and I got sunshined. Woohoo! I just need stars. I'm all good. Raven Force 3 asks, do I have a favorite flavor of Gravy Fairy? Nope, I sure don't. Also asks, is it known whether chronic indigestion is affected by bonus spell damage? Logic dictates no, as it is a skill, but stranger things have happened. You know, I don't know. Tag asks if I ever got the Dr. Tran file. No, I didn't. Wow, okay. Hate to do the. I gotta play another song real quick. Because, I gotta go do something. Life needs me. I'll be right back. 2.5 minutes. 2.5 minutes, I promise. Question people, questions to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. Why does anybody try to behave in radio chat? I mean, come on. Wait. People try to behave in radio chat? Wahahaha. Anyway, let's go back to the question, shall we? Hopefully you send some in to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959, otherwise I get to ramble for 45 minutes. That could be bad. Just a few, Master Po, I'm new to this game, 2 days now. Is there any risk to joining a clan? Well, don't join a clan where they go, hey, you should all send all this stuff in to the clan stash, especially if you're new or as a thing to be part of the clan, because then there's been some people who've been then, once you've donated stuff, boot you from the clan and then, you know, steal your stuff that way. But other than that, no, not really. The Possum Trout asks, is there any difference between the trips you take after eating a astral mushroom, and what do you think is the best to use? Adventure-wise, the stats are different. You get more stats on the harder trips. Item-wise, and, you know, what you're really seeking for? Not really. Not really. And Wesley has arrived. And Wesley was the voice for the Teacher's Assistant, as you may or may not have known. So yeah. So yeah. And, oh man, I'm out of questions again. But for Tag, no, I did not get the Dr. Tran item. I'm excited to go to Con, because I hear this rumor that Lilith is bringing Dr. Tran on DVD, which I'm just like, oh, sweet. And that's what I'd be watching. And so, yes, I have to figure out. Now, you guys do realize that I will be on Tuesday night. I will not be on Friday night or Saturday night or next Sunday, because Friday is when the GameWorks is going on, and let's see here, GameWorks doing radio. Dude, guys, I love you all, but GameWorks, sorry. And then Saturday night, it's the costume party that I'd be at when I'd go on air. So, yeah, that's kind of also not an option. And Sunday, I'll be flying back. I'll be like mid-air flight. And as we'll be landing back in Fort Smith, the time I'm supposed to be ending. So basically Tuesday, and then I'm gone for a week. Unless I can pick up an early spot somewhere, then there's a gap, then maybe. Anyway, so yeah, I'll be taking my laptop in, but yeah, just don't expect to have me on for next week or so. Unless I get a spot Wednesday or Tuesday, there's an opening, but doubtful. Of course, you know, I'm sitting here trying to figure out all the stuff I have to do. You know, I've got to stop yawning, first off. I've got to make my costume, got to figure that out. I got the shirt kind of figured out, I just need to do it. And I gotta figure out how I'm gonna do my shorts. I'm really not gonna do. So I usually would do stainless steel pants or slacks, but I'm not gonna do slacks, so I'm gonna modify to stainless steel shorts. But you know, it's aluminum foil, and it's around my important parts, my naughty bits. And, I don't wanna have, like, vague naughty bits, because that would be bad. And, so I gotta figure out how I'm gonna do that. Gotta figure that out. May I have to go get some, like, silver cloth and do some mummy wrappings on it or something. I don't know. Or just go plan B on the pants. I don't know. We'll figure that out. Yeah, I'm not going to win this costume contest. Because it's going to be kind of crummy. So, if you have any idea how I can do, like, stainless steel stuff without, like, absolutely melting myself, suggestions would be excellent things to send in to Teacher's Assistant for me to think about. But I'm going to do, like, a star shirt. I'm going to have a stainless steel solitaire on. I got that figured out. And then I'm going to do, like, a badass belt. And I was going to do a shill. But getting that there might be a pain in the butt. So I may have to, like, get a piece of wood and then make it stainless steel when I get there. That might be my dude. I need to go out and go find this stuff. So, yeah, that's my suggestion. Yes, you may press. Yes, you may suggest an idea. Yup. Crappy thrift store pants or something and spray paint them silver. Ooh. Could be anything. And stuff. White sweatpants, dye light gray, then brush some silver glitter glue. Ah. Okay, guys, I want simple, easy here. Typing. So yeah, I've got to figure out how exactly I'm going to do all that. So that's cheap. That's the whole thing. But anyway, I'm going to try to do as close to my outfit that I usually do. When I'm, you know, getting my artwork. So that's my plan. I'm on. So yeah. I had a thought. Oh yes, I should go look at the questions. Now let me say this here about radio channel. Okay, guys, seriously, listen to DJ, who has talked with mods about this. Radio channel technically has no rule against the asking of questions. Okay. Anyone can ask a question. And we don't need to be jackasses about it, people. Okay? I know we used to, but that's kind of been shifted. Really, what we can suggest is, hey, here's an answer but you're probably going to get a better answer or a more complete answer in either hardcore or newbie, okay? But technically, radio channel is allowed. They can ask questions, okay? Unless it invokes a 48-hour rule, at which point I will scream bloody murder and, like, rip off heads and shove them down bloody throats and stuff. So, yes, Lycan, I am doing State of the Kingdom right now. That is correct. Yeah. Hmong XIO, isn't Chatbot hot? I don't know, is she on fire? Do we need, like, you know, hose her off? What? I mean, So the bowels are asked, I'm going to the costume party as I just said that. Tag says, just spray today some pants, not jean pants, chrome, or wrap the pants in duct tape. Shiny duct tape might be the easiest thing to do. Ooh. Shiny duct tape. Ooh. That's a good idea. 48-hour rule. Basically, when something new comes out, you don't spoiler it within 48 hours of it coming out. So people who want to figure it out can do so. Lilith is telling me something, which, if it's true, then I actually get to, like, mention this on air, which I'm going to, like, just go, wah-ha, wah-ha-ha. Because I have to read it. Good Lord, the forums are slow as crap right now. What gives? What gives? Of course it would pull up in where it's not easy for me to... Yes. Costume party, musical guest, the mini bosses. Shiny duct tape. I need to go find something. But yeah, it would make sense. Because that's the only use for my stars. I'm going to, like, you know, make out, cut out little stars and like, you know, paperclip them. Not paperclip, but, like, safety pin them on. So, yeah, that's going to be my, my stuff. What are you doing, Tag? Yeah, no begzoring. Why, yes, I'm still on. I'm still on for another 37 minutes. I'm even still connected too, which of course is the real number. So yeah, anyway, back to the questions. Again, if you have questions, you can send that to 1005959. Nicodemus asks, hey, teacher, this is going to have a question that makes me feel like a newbie, but I'm not one. Honest, can you please help myself and maybe others on how to send a question for Jick and Scully during their shows? I've tried various methods to no avail. By the way, for the person who asked about clans, the best clan is, this clan, the best peeps and the best leaders. I like my clan, though. My clan is all good. What you do is you send a blue message, so in chat you would type /MSG space, all one word, Radio Bugbear, RadioBugbear. Now, understand that they don't answer every single question they get sent in. I have sent in questions numerous times before they finally answer it. So yeah. And don't go bad on Fousey. Fousey's a god. Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm not doing suspenders, though. I mean, the sentence was Freeman was asking how to do suspenders. I'm saying what I'm going to do is I'm going to do like a dark shirt with stars all over it, like I always do with my outfit, and then I'm going to have my stainless steel pants / shorts. I may go shorts because I got to start checking weather in Arizona at night. Someone who's in Arizona, what's the weather going to look like for Saturday night, temperature-wise? Find it now for me. I'm so bad. And then I'm going to have my little Sansa Solitaire. And then I'm going to have... I was thinking about doing the scarf. I said, no, let me leave the scarf out, because that would kind of be just an extra pain in the butt. And it would be itchy. Especially if it was painted to get on my neck. It would be bad. I'm going to do like a belt. And then I was going to... So I'll probably take my DJ headset in case I DJ an extra show. My DJ headset hooked to my belt. And that's usually how I run that. But now I've got to figure out I'm going to take a familiar... And I'm thinking I'm going to have, like, a smiley face and eyes, like, stuck somewhere on my shirt, like a bat hanging there off my shoulder. Which will be great. And then I'm going to have a stainless steel shield. Which, you know, silver painted, or silver tinfoiled wooden stick. But I got to make that probably when I get there. Weather in Arizona is kind of nice, no humidity, so it cools off real fast. It's going to get this chilly feeling. I know, but I want, like, an actual temperature degree, but I love cold weather. So, I just want to know if I should wear pants or if I can get away with shorts. So I need, like, degrees, because, you know, I have a little different temperature tolerance than a lot of people. I live in the South, but I love cold weather much better than hot weather. Where down here, they're like, eh, it's hot, big deal, whoop, whoop. And I'm like, dude, love cold. You know, I live in Seattle. I'd run around long sleeve t-shirts and shorts when it's misting rain, and it was awesome. You know, high 50s, low 60s, and it was like, yeah. Low yesterday was 77. Oh, dude. Man, no. Shorts, definitely. The low 77, oh, that's all shorts. I am so all for shorts. So all for shorts. Let's see here. Wear regular trousers and wet them instead of liquid metal polymer melted and ran away. duct tape could work, but I warn you now, you're going to sweat balls from experience. Just saying. Interesting. What is this Monster Adventure Q thing is mentioned in the update? Asked Tiny Plastic Freeman. What that is the game tape keeps track of the last five adventures that you saw. And the way Jig says is that, okay, let's say you're in the castle, and you got a goth giant, then you got a furry giant, then you got an alphabet giant, and you're going along in queue, and let's say it pops up and says you should have another alphabet giant. Well, it's going to flip a coin, because it says, hey, it's in this last five, he's already seen one, it'll flip a coin. If it lands heads, you get the alphabet giant again. If not, it re-rolls. So it's trying to spread out them a little bit more. People tell me that I would sweat a lot with the duct tape. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I want the effect without melting. Batalism has, can I be in your clan? Why, yes. Yes, you can be in my clan. I just need to go add you into the clan. Because, like, you know, I should do that. Now I have to give you titles and stuff in a minute. I'll just go ahead and make you down as students. So let me think here. I'm thinking on that one. So, like, yeah. Master Pro asks, where's the page to register for KOLCon in Phoenix? It's called the front page of Kingdom of Loathing. Neville says, my clan's all full of noobs. Well, they're learning. They're learning stuff. Ungrateful Jester says, to be a complete asshole S, since I'm most definitely a female. Waha. How do you normalize a wave function? If you do not read this question, I would not blame you. Oh, shit. Don't make me think of five-level physics and math and... Oh, crap. It's something with dealing with making the amplitude have a maximum of 1, regardless of what it is. So you have to modify it such that the amplitude is 1. I think maybe it does a frequency variation as well. But, oh, make my brain hurt. I haven't done that in freaking years. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Appreciate that. Make my brain hurt. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Anyway, I need to get these guys some titles here for my clan. Yeah, I got people in there. Oh, people are actually making their own. Yeah, okay, if you're like, make your own title, or otherwise, you know. Because I'm just making you one, but then you can make it yourself. Oh, jeez. Okay, let's go back to the questions, because I've done my whole silliness here. Scrolling down. Tag, wear shorts and duct tape them. The image kind of looks like shorts anyway. I guess we're talking about the stainless steel. View my collection. And I need, like, a bag of stars. That's the one thing I'm going to make. A little bag of stars. I'm going to, like, give out stars to people. Because, like, you know, I'm cool like that. Yeah. Doesn't a hot club even work in room? Yes, it does. But anyway, so I got to figure out exactly how I'm going to do my stainless steel pants. Because that's the only thing. Otherwise, I'm just going to, like, you know, screw the pants. And I might come up with, like, another different types of pants or shorts. Let's look in the monitors. Let's go shorts. Let's just look at the types of shorts I got. No, short. Cargo shorts. I could go in Orcus cargo shorts. That could maybe work. Penguin shorts, stud leather, boxer shorts. For pants, bloody clown pants. Oh, that could be fun. Or I could go in bow-legged pants, which is pants with a little bow on them. Yeah, it could be interesting. Let's go back to the questions and let's look. Rekwokan, nope, a link is there with info. The link has the pictures, etc., but no registration link. Let's see here. You need the actual registration link. It's in the store, of loathing. If you go up to store at the very top and you scroll down, it's gone, which tells me you can't register anymore. Or what I would suggest you might want to do is send a message to Zlyenia and ask her. Say, hey, I still want to register. Is it too late? And Zlyenia is a name which I have the worst time remembering how to spell exactly correct. So let's go to my list. And we'll be player number 4741. So you can ask her. And let's continue on down to the questions. And I'm seeing. Makes my brain hurt, says ungrateful jester. At least you don't have to do it anymore. Maybe I should dress up in the Catholic schoolgirl uniform and steal the answers from the professors. Oh, still waiting for the pictures. Tiny Plastic Freeman says, if you're in hardcore, defeat the Naughty Sorceress, then drop hardcore before ascending. Does it still count as a hardcore run? Okay, first off, why would you do that? Second off, no. No. It does not. Look, mate, we all know you want to wear the frilly skirt. Oh, God, no. Speedy Newfie, will there be any new familiars for the player to make or collect? This is not the familiar you're looking for. There's not been any leaked familiar equipment in a long, long time for the last 3 days. Plus, I have no power to decide that. Otherwise, I would actually make a custom familiar for me. It'd be the teacher's pet. It'd be this scary-looking monstrosity that would, like, take a dump every so often, and, like, 5 stars would show up. Boom! And I'd have stars, and I am so, so wrong. Yes, the teacher's pet takes a crap, and boom, there's a bunch of stars. That'd be awesome. Let's look at questions again, shall we? Cause there's very few. When the door opens and the water boils, what time is it? Time to make the donuts? I don't know. But seriously, what skills should I be permanenting if I was a pasta master doing Oxycore? If you don't have Lucian Linguini, or if you don't have Springy Fusilli, or if you don't have, what's the other? Pasta Mastery. Yes, here, let me find it. Pasta Mastery, Lucian Linguini, Springy Fusilli. Those are three excellent skills to get if you don't already have them. Yeah. There you go. Boy, I'm out of questions. I think it's music break time, because I'm failing on questions. Oh, I had a question. Takaito 26. For ultimate rares, drops like the Hypno Disc, how many days to months would it take to get one if I ventured every single day at the Friar's Gate? I think when I got my Hypno Disc, I adventured, I think, for a good month. But I know people who have been trying to get a certain one or two and have never gotten one in, like, a year. So, it's all sorts of different. Anyway. Tag says, I could wear just regular pants instead of elite trousers. Ah. Ungrateful Jester says, still haven't gone on another Catholic schoolgirl adventure. Somehow Jake should work that into the game. Yes, I need to talk to Jake about that. Jake, buddy, pal, we need more Catholic schoolgirl references in the game. Oh, so wrong. Alright, seriously, a song. A song. Want to play? Put some David Bowie. I could do some David Bowie. We'll do David and Trent. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. And I got about 15 minutes, and, My next up has not arrived yet, and should probably make sure that everything's okay on the down low. Because you know I kind of completely haven't checked the schedule today, so I should check that. And it says that Haplo is up next. I'll have to poke at a Haplo, see if she's around. Because you know it's all good. Alright, let's go back to the question, shall we? Okay, questions. Get a load of spare computer parts and stitch them to your trousers and you have the pixel pants. Ah. That was the only question I had that was new. Oh, boy. That means we're in now time for
Suckage Radio. So, yeah. Questions would be great. Again, teacher's assistant for number 1005959. Mung Zio or XIO says, do DJs get lots of sex? I'm considering a career change. I don't get lots of sex. I get lots of teasing and, like, nothing out of returns, you know, like, no pictures, no sweet nothings whispered in my ear. I don't get any of that. Now, you know, KMD, AMP, I don't know, they get the mojo working. You know, maybe some of these other DJs as well, but I don't. And if there's, like, some, like, you know, some secret, like, you know, get sex button and or, you know, office groupie girl or anything, I've not been told about this, and I've been here for a year. So, like, you know, yeah. I don't know anything about DJ sex. I'm out of the loop and stuff. You know, very rarely do I get something. Yes, little Clannies just can't Clannies count. I'm just saying, you know, KMD's always about, oh, you know, I get all this, you know, all these pictures and all this other stuff and things are sent to my inbox just unbiddingly, and I'm just like, dude, doesn't happen over here. I think it's the I'm married piece, and they know they can't really have me. You know, I think that's it. Tag asks why I'm so awesome. Because I am. It's an easy button from Office Depot. Click. You know. Easy button, click. All of a sudden, poof, and you're sitting there in a room with lots of pillows and the whole harem thing going on. You know, the girl's feeding you great. Or the guys. I mean, you know, this is an equal opportunity easy button. Girls or guys feeding you grapes, oiled up, with the sexy music going on that then changes into that little saxophone 70s porno solo, and there you go. I mean, but you know, we don't have those buttons. We don't have those buttons, so you know. So yeah. I don't fucking care. Someone's gonna be a question. Do you see what happens whenever I just ramble and the questions are like get silly and or I have nothing to do? Then oh my god, Rickett. Oh my god, Wesley. You're far classier than some DJs. That's why there are Asha ladies and not Asha sluts. Well, you know, I do have an Asha whore, and she won't quit calling herself that, so you know. There's a couple of them. Oh my god, Rickett, I am so not asking that question on air. Oh, I'm still not answering that question on air either. Holy shit. But I'm going to think about that, because damn. Escator2100 says, should a level 5 seal clubber that is an oxycore, where should, okay, you're missing an H there, threw me off. Where should a level 5 seal clubber that is an oxycore venture to gain maximum stat gains? The Menagerie. Menagerie level 3. When you hit level 6, you go back to Menagerie level 3 after you have your spleen. When you hit level 7, you go back to Menagerie level 3 to get your stuff after you've killed the boner dragon. When you get to level 8, then you go to the peak. Oh my god, Cricket. It's so wrong. Have you ever been to DeviantArt? I've seen it. They sell buttons at Staples for like $15. Okay, Rickett, I'll tell you this. I'm probably one of the few that have, like, the least. Because I'm like, I don't know squat about anything. And I'm just like, screw everything. I could care less about most everything as long as it's done right. And besides, this is, you know, my whole swagger that I have, that's so on-air persona. I'm such a quiet little thing I get in real life. Wesley says another question is just so wrong, the answer must be Nick. Oh my god. And as the show completely spirals out of control, I have 7 more minutes to kill. You can send questions to Teacher's Assistant, which is player100-5959. Otherwise, I'm going for the very long song. Oh, man. God. That's all you need me to do, Rick, is start like a DJ war going on. That'd be great. We could, like, you know, it wouldn't be like Diddy and 50 Cent going at it. It'd be like, you know, Ash and Lilla throw down because they're saying comments at each other on their shows. Yo, yo, come on. Oh. Raven4 says, you always speak of doing Menagerie level 3 or level 6, but how does one survive down there with stats that do not compete with these monsters? That's actually a good question. This was really the first manipulation of the skill set, which was LTS Synergy, which the idea is, if you get first shot and you can do enough damage that is then triple because you lunging thrust smack it, and you guarantee that you're always going to hit it with Eye of the Stoat, you can kill monsters most of the time. So the idea there is you need Lunging Thrust Mech, Eye of the Stoat, Tenacity of the Snapper, maybe Jackass Symphony of Destruction, especially now that's cheaper, it's much more viable, Claws of the Walrus, Claws of the Otter, Springy Fusilli, anything out of the muscle store that will give you extra thing like Blood of the Werewolf or give you extra initiative such as the cheap ass wind up clock. LTS Synergy got me through 120 soft core synergies with Dark Eagle. So LTS Synergy is how you do that, and the idea is, you know what, if you hit me, you're gonna kick my ass, but if I have first shot and I can kick your ass before you can kill me, it's all good. And so that's kinda how that works. And things. Tag asks, if I can care less about almost anything, what do you care more about? I care about trying to get kids ready for college and do well from my teaching thing. I care about my wife. I care about my family. I care about my friends. I care about being able to play golf every so often. I care about DJing because that's kind of fun. That's about it. I care about my stuff because that's cool stuff. Like I said, I'm
not, so not, a type A individual. I don't get worked up over crap. You know, I'm just like, okay, that sucks. Let's figure out what's going on. Let's fix it. You know, that's just kind of how I am. And Happel had a reboot, so she's got a little bit of an extra thing. A few extra minutes to work on. Mung Zio asks, will be a great place to meet farm since the Icy Peak recently added more events and monsters beside the Yeti. There was a thread on this. I think it was Istanbul who did a comparative and found that the castle, if you go with the assumption that you're going to sell all those items you get, and if you turn off stat gains and ignore the wheel the entire time, can give you comparable, not always better or equivalent, but comparable meat gains than what you got on the peak. Tag, are you stoned? Bad trip. Nope. Perfectly sober. I don't get stoned, I don't trip. Because I have issues with not being in control of myself at all time, which is why whenever I go drinking, I don't get drunk. I get tipsy and happy, if I don't get drunk, that's a personal choice, because I have just this severe issue of not being in control. That's my control freak part of me, is I can't control anything else in the world, so by God, I'm going to control what I can do, and that's me. So, you know, anyone who thinks they're going to, like, take me out to do shots, I hate to disappoint you, but I don't do those, so too bad. Kenpo Karate Boy, a question. What is your favorite familiar? Not your best, necessarily, but your favorite. You know, I have to say, I guess familiar-wise, the Astral Badger, I cracked up so hard when I saw it. So I really do like it. The ADD, Attention Deficit Demon, because that's so me. And then the Coffee Pixie, because again, that's just so me. Coffee. So there you go. Now I'll do shots of beer. But seriously, guys. Alright. Haplo is ready to go. I'm out of here. I will see you all next Sunday unless I snag a spot somewhere that I'm normally not scheduled for and broadcast from con. This has been State of the Kingdom. This is Ashland, and I'll talk to you later.